Hello and welcome back to the worst rated podcast on the entire internet.
As if this fell over.
This is for all the baby girls around the world. If you want a baby girl, put your hands up. If you need a baby girl, put your hands up. If you see a baby girl, put your hands up. It's time to love that baby girl. Ain't nobody gonna stop us tonight. We're gonna set this party on fire.
This is a podcast. We're making it. Deal with it.
Hashtag swag.
Tripping. Tripping like a faucet. Cooler than a cooler. Tell you what's not cooler than a cooler, though.
This room.
It is sweltering up here. We are suffering through this.
Suffering with Lucky Suffin. Be a new segment. Lucky, if you're listening, you jump on Suffering with Suffin.
Yeah, we're gonna make you do all sorts of horrible things.
Yeah,
maybe it's just that we're asking uncomfortable questions.
Yeah, welcome back to Suffering, a show with uncomfortable guests and even more uncomfortable questions.
Lucky Suffin, our first question for you tonight: what do you think about the situation in Myanmar?
No response. Interesting, Lucky. What are your thoughts on the Suez Canal crisis that currently is unfolding, or it's just been recovered, I hear?
I hadn't seen Marnie for a little bit of time, and then then suddenly it's free, and Marnie turns up for Easter.
What's the deal?
She says she's a midwife. Is she secretly... She's not delivering babies out of birth canals. She's delivering ships out of the Suez Canal.
She's birthing ships out of canals. That's incredible. Love your work, Marnie.
What a dynamic experience this is. You feel like you're in the room with us because you're moving away from us and then we get quiet.
Yeah, it's like...
Whoa. And that's our theme song. Speaking of theme songs, we need one.
Yeah, write us one if you're talented because we're not.
Yeah, so look, Lockie, Orson, Bella, Riley, that could be a cute little
true,
one.
True, that would be nice at all.
And you get Jared in there, you get Truman on the drums.
Truman, you get a whole band. I don't know why there's not a res band, but, you know.
We need to get Joey on the keys, Zach on the other drums.
Yeah, someone on the triangle, because they're not musically talented. So they can jump on that.
I can play a tuba.
Oh.
One note at a time.
Oh, is that a visitor over here?
Suffering with Lockie Suffering?
No, our first guest on the podcast. It's Emma, everybody. Say hello, Emma.
Hi.
Oh dear, off your hop. That's enough out of you. Anyway. What's going on, Emma? What are you doing?
Well, I just came back from op shopping.
Oh, what'd you buy?
I bought a jacket and a jumper.
Alright, let's rate it live on the podcast. Let's see what everyone thinks.
Would you like me to
Are you wearing it?
No.
Okay, that's a 3 out of 10. I'm sorry.
Yeah, go and get
back.
What?
Back to the op shop.
Get
for
down
you.
There.
Yeah, on your boy.
Yeah, if just so everyone knows, we're recording live on location in the tower.
Yeah.
If you want to stop by,
say hi. We don't mind.
We'll rate your outfit.
We will drip check with Caleb and Zay.
Dripping or drowning. If you
drip
drown,
or drown,
we will
push you downstairs.
There's enough room up here. I promise.
Oh yes, it is absolutely. Stomped and stacked in here. We've got bean bags, we've brought chairs up.
There's candles.
Look, if you were trying to come up here for a nice, relaxing time, I'm sorry. We've absolutely ransacked and taken over the tower just for the purpose of podcasting. So if you're looking for some rest and relaxation, I suggest not coming to Riz.
No.
There's nowhere except for the tower, but not. It's not the case anymore.
What were you doing?
Yeah,
that's really
not, that's not deafening our listeners. You're all three of them, unfortunately. But
yeah, thanks for coming in.
Yeah,
Ryan, Dad, and Preston.
Yeah.
Xavier's family, if you
yeah,
want to listen,
family,
we'll send
yeah,
you a
great
link.
That from you. Yeah. Anyway, speaking of relationships, gee, do we dive into some res relationships on the podcast?
I hear rumors.
Oh, do you?
I hear plenty.
Oh, what are they?
I can't tell you.
Oh, okay, that's fair enough.
I only comment on unsubstantiated truths.
Yeah.
But on that topic, Bella and Riley,
what
are they?
What's going on there?
They're performing songs together.
They're performing songs.
They're sitting in the projector room together. They've known each other for years and they're really close.
Gee,
what's the deal?
What's the deal with not getting a certificate of approval from the Res Pres?
Absolutely. They think they can just enter into a relationship 1 week before Res and suddenly it's not a relationship. No, you've spent longer at Res than you have in your entire relationship before Res. What's the deal? You're coming to me, I'm filling out a permit. We all get along great. I understand why you weren't looking for a relationship at Res. And you say, well, it's because I was already in one. No, you weren't.
No. You're not fooling anybody.
You weren't really. You were in a pretend relationship. You know what my answer is?
I will ask gold.
My chair just lowered itself.
Oh, dear. Speaking of games, get around to making watermelon. Just broken my laptop.
Speaking of games, Ed, you won't be playing any of his laptop.
Anywho.
You just turned that into a lap book because the thing won't shut.
Get on
my life.
Get on,
open book.
Get on the big watermelon, everybody. It's an incredible game. It may give you a virus and it may steal your information and send it to the Chinese, but you get a big watermelon at the end of it if you're good enough. So.
And boy, can we tell you, that watermelon, it is succulent, it is juicy,
oh.
It is not real, but it feels more real than
big
anything.
Watermelon is my drug. Ever since I got my first big watermelon, I've just been high. I'm in the tower, I really am high altitude, but gee, there's nothing like getting a big watermelon.
I started cutting off the circulation in my arm as I'm playing, so I can feel it. It feels, I'm ascending.
It feels like someone else is playing it at that point.
Yeah. Then I'm like, wow, someone else has just got me a big watermelon. And really, that's the greatest pleasure in life.
So if we could get everyone at Res to get a big watermelon, and then we could all combine them all into a giant watermelon, well, that would be incredible.
You know, back to Res relationships very quickly. They say time flies at Res. You know people very well because you're always spending time with them. A week of knowing someone at Res is like 3 months of knowing someone outside of Res. So in that case, Bella and Riley, you guys have been dating for a few years. You know, things get hard at that point.
It's like dog years.
Yeah. You guys have been dating for about 7 years.
Yeah.
It gets hard at that point. You know, Riley hasn't put a ring on it yet, or Bella. Either of you could put a ring on it.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's been 7 years. It's been a while. But regardless, play big watermelon.
What do we think's the conversion rate? One Res day, one outside world day, or year?
I think a day, at least a month.
Day is a month.
Interesting.
And a year, I think. Well, we would have to work that out, wouldn't we? 365 months. Oh dear, that's quite a long time.
Someone, if you're doing a maths degree, get back to us.
Yeah, definitely don't look at either of us if you need any maths help.
Or just don't look at us in general. That's
why
we're doing
help,
a podcast.
Yeah, if you need help with your podcast, don't come to us either because that's a rival and we can't be having that.
Absolutely. If you're doing a podcast about your local swimming club, sure.
Oh, we'll hit you. Yeah, that's fine. But if it's a Res podcast, we can't be having it.
No, absolutely not. I can't remember where I was going with the Riley and Bella thing. I didn't joke about, but I can't remember. It was about they've been dating for ages and they need help with their relationship.
Yeah.
I can't remember what it was.
Well, I think the only logical segue here is let's rate the rooms.
It's time for a segment we like to call Rating Your Rooms.
Da, 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 da.
Or maybe we call it Watching You While You Sleep.
Because we want to look at your rooms and not you, because that's totally not weird at all.
You just happen to be in the way,
yep.
I promise.
All right, what are we thinking? Top three. Well, shall we start with the first years or the second years? Who cares about the first years anymore? But,
when did they get here? I didn't see
it. We don't know. It's time is but a construct. Time is but a window, if you will.
Into the eyes of the soul.
Something like that, yeah. Don't come to us if you need philosophy help either.
We're doing business degrees. Wasting money on HSP, basically. That degree's not working.
Oh, yeah. Clearly not. Money set, smart.
But we are smart in terms of ranking rooms. We know all about that.
All right.
Jared, the draftsman? No. Caleb and Xavier, the landscapers.
Oh, I like that. Anyway, second year. We'll start with the second year boys. All right. So I'm thinking the clear shoe in here is Micah and you. Yeah, I think that's undisputed. If you haven't seen their room, stop by, have a look. It is an absolute palace.
Just come by any time. We like to stop between, say, 1 and 2.30 at night.
Mm-hmm, same, yeah.
That's really nice, and you get a nice uninterrupted view of them in their
natural habitat.
Yeah, because you get to see them in the room. An empty room isn't the same. When you see them, they're in their
It's the full product.
Yeah,
if you come in while they're not there, it just feels empty.
Just anyone could be in that room. Once you come in, you know, you sleeping. He's got his little bottle. Micah's got his little binky and he's sucking on it.
He's got the binky.
Then, yeah, that's when you see, wow. That's why these guys needed the room. Because they need to be close to Mark in case he needs to...
Yeah, tuck him in.
Yeah.
That's the one.
Also, Mark, you didn't tuck me in last night. You said you would. Please. Come see me about that.
The first year, so it's too much of a trick. Well, would you call yours and Jared's room a second year room? Because it is in the first year, so if you didn't know, and it is the long boy room.
Room one.
Room one.
Because it's number one.
It is.
And it's got one man in it. And one boy.
Oh, okay.
It's up to you to decide who that is. We'll have a poll in the channel.
Yeah, we'll put a poll in our Slack channel.
Mark, get around. When Mark gets around it, everyone else get around it.
True, true. Mark is the leading of the charge. He needs to be up the front of it. So if you could make us a Slack channel, it's called just podcast. That's all we need. We don't need much.
No.
Just anything would we take.
Wait, we're not giving much.
No. We're not giving or receiving much at all. So, you know, we'll take what we can get, I guess.
Yeah, so, Mark, look,
quite frankly, we've been putting in work. The fees have been paid, not by me, but that's not important.
We've paid our dues, we really have.
Yeah, we haven't broken anything. All bins?
We haven't broken any bins, no, we don't leave our mugs around. Gee, this just sounds like we're talking about one show, doesn't it?
Oh, we are though. We're not breaking pool cues.
Oh dear.
We're not coming out of our rooms.
Are we?
Oh wait, we are coming out of our rooms.
Oh, we are.
We're not coming out of our
true, room. True, that's correct.
What do you guys think about race and ethnicity? That's for next week,
that's,
folks.
That's week two. They're not ready for that yet. But we'll put a poll in. Which do you prefer, race or ethnicity? And if so, which one? Let us know.
Which one's your favourite?
Let's rank them. No, we can't do it. No.
Everyone's got a preference.
No. We don't do that here. Not here at the Res Podcast or at Res. Just
well,
if you want it, we can do a private session if you want. Oh, speaking of private sessions, gee, we should get a Patreon.
Yeah, get a cameo. We could say something to you. Imagine that. Two people you live with saying something to you for once.
Yeah, how incredible would that be?
We'd say it together.
We would, and you wouldn't even have to. You would be paying for it, but it wouldn't feel like a fee because it would just be that.
Yeah, and we'd be synced up. We'd be singing in harmony. We'd be like the Beach Boys because we finish each other's
sentences. See what we need.
Exactly.
Look at that.
The chemistry. We're not doing science, and we still have chemistry.
Oh, incredible. Good thing we're not actors and all podcasters. We're not really podcasters, are we? We haven't even got an episode. But once we got this one, we can call ourselves podcasters.
Yeah. You know who is an actor? Katiana. Katiana, if you're listening, congratulations.
Oh.
She got a job at a modeling agency. She's going to be an advertisement.
Congratulations.
She's going to be acting. She had to do a monologue.
Oh, yeah. Make sure you get them around you so then, you know, you're up everywhere. We'll actually see it. But
yeah.
Don't forget where you came from.
Do ads for Ben.
Who?
At the HSP store.
Oh, yeah. His name's Ben, is it? We need another poll here. Is his name Ben? Yes or no? I'm not convinced. I don't know.
No,
it really doesn't make sense.
If the majority select no, we will come up with our own name for him and that will become his name.
I think that's the only logical way of doing it. We couldn't just ask him, could we?
No.
It just doesn't make sense.
I'm a big
sense.
Fan of Abednego. Some might want to call him Sydney. Maybe Priscilla.
Brittany.
Brittany.
That's worth a shout, you know.
Brittany, if you're listening, stop listening.
Stop listening. We don't want any Brittany's here.
No,
your name's Brittany. Like, what are you doing?
Absolutely. Quite frankly, the only people we want are people who have at least one duplicate.
True. So if you're a Sam or a Caitlin, gee, come on, listen. We appreciate you listening. That's all eight of you.
Yeah, this goes out to all the Lockie, Sams, Caitlins, Hannahs.
Hannahs. Yeah, we got a few Hannahs.
What were we talking about before this?
Room ranking. We never finished our room.
Yes, back to the room rankings.
Honestly, I'm not angry with how good Micah and Hugh's room is. I don't even want to do the other two because it's a top three, but now it's just a top one.
Can we just discuss the controversy around this? Back to Mark Jelly.
Oh, no.
No, they said to us, oh, we said we don't care what room we get. We don't care.
We don't care. Does that sound like best room material to me? I don't think it does personally.
You know what?
But
put him in the worst room. Put him in the broom closet. Put him up here in the tower. We'll have their room for the podcast.
Yeah, well, they can sit up here in the sweltering heat in the summer months, and then while we go and record our podcast by the lovely bay window that they have.
Exactly. I mean, talk about drip or drown. I am both dripping and drowning
I'm dripping. Absolutely drowning.
It is disgusting, and it stinks. Don't come up here, please.
Yeah, we've really ruined it for everyone else, but you do. Oh, I take it back. We're not giving and take. We are giving and taking. We're giving a podcast, but we're taking away a valuable facility.
We're taking quite a bit.
Yeah, we're taking.
We're also taking your money. Please,
please
pay
us. Subscribe
we need,
to us on Patreon.
We need another mic. We need sustenance. We need our fees paid.
We do. We need an aircon.
Absolutely. We'll pay for an aircon. Yeah, we have the capital levy. If you don't know what the capital levy is,
do business.
Absolutely. But also just listen to what I'm going
to
say. Mark and Amy, every mismatched break, we as a res community, we decide what we want. And Mark and Amy, they will get about doing it. I imagine there's other people involved. I don't know.
Yeah, probably a committee of some sorts.
But I imagine it's those two as well.
Yeah.
They seem to be involved in most things around.
Yeah, they do. It's surprising, I think.
Louis and Sam probably help as well.
They have a bit of input.
I hear Louis's quite good on the drill. Sam's quite good with the jackhammer and the larger power tools.
Absolutely.
But we put together our money, we decide, we get something built around res. Now, maybe it was the kitchen facilities out in the dining room. Those were a capital levy improvement.
The projector room, I believe.
Was
a capital levy. That was Harry Taylor's year level.
Just things like that. Things around res. We put a bit of money into it. It's quite a bit of money.
Mm.
You know what money can buy?
An aircon.
And a cameo from us.
Oh, yeah. Save some for the cameo on the Patreon, but mainly just an aircon. I think we could probably fit a fan up here, to be honest. I mean, we've put two chairs up here. There's all these beanbags in the way, but I feel like a chair a fan wouldn't go too straight, just in the corner somewhere.
What's the deal with beanbags? You know where I can put these up here? Caitlin Gale. Speaking of substantiated rumours straight from the source, I saw Katie Gale today eating straight beans.
Straight beans. Gee, she better not come up here because,
where'd that come from? From the beans.
Yeah, it's all the beans. Straight beans, you say?
Well, she said, oh no.
Baked beans? Red beans?
Just beans.
Kidney beans? Black beans? What sort of beans are we talking
about?
I'm not
sure.
Mixed beans?
Faber beans.
Which?
Bean bags. Faber beans.
So she wasn't just eating straight beans from the bean bag. Yeah, I was going to say, they're quite expensive, actually. The refills for the bean bags, they're skyrocketing.
That one's been quite empty, so maybe she's going to be from the nut snack.
Yeah, no wonder. Yeah, that's a bit of a res conspiracy. The bean bags up in the tower are a bit light on because, gee, Katie, she's munching.
Katie, look, we still accept you for who you are, but please let me
know. Thanks for listening, by the way.
Yeah.
We know you're listening. We know you love a good podcast, so don't do that bean eating, but that's not.
Stop eating the beans, please.
Yeah, stop.
Now, she was telling me, I'm making this burger. I have some vegetarian friends.
Beans.
He said, what were they? There was something else. There was something else. It was
not burgers.
Yeah, it was in the burgers.
Oh, tofu?
No, she was putting something in the burgers. It was something, it looked like beans, but it wasn't. But then she was eating straight beans after.
Ah, okay. I have seen bean burgers before.
Yeah, I can't remember what it was.
There's the old black bean burger.
Johnny, get onto it, please.
What we need here is a young Johnny. We need a young Johnny, like on the old Joe Rogan podcast. He's got his young game. We need a young Johnny.
Want to Google things for us.
Mm. We'd struggle to fit another person up here. It is a bit of a two-man setup at the moment.
You could go down
the
basement,
if you are interested in being a Johnny, we will be taking regimes, and if you want to send it in, and then we'll have a screening process, and then we'll have the committee decide, and then we'll have interviews, and then if we think you're a suitable candidate, well, you know, come right up and be young Johnny for us.
And yeah, we might even pay it.
Maybe. If the budget allows, which right now it doesn't allow for anything, so.
Yeah, so if you want to see young Johnny get paid,
pay up. If you don't feel bad for us, at least feel bad for young Johnny.
Like, he's literally
he or she doesn't even get to talk. Sit there like
so, hi, Johnny.
Knee.
Hey, Johnny.
Shut up, Johnny. That's enough.
That's your wages dock for the day.
Yeah, enjoy.
That's
how we treat young Johnny then.
I don't know why anyone would
apply for it, because it doesn't even exist and we're already roasting him.
If you like being quiet and submissive,
you're
the one we're looking for.
If you
That's what I said on my first date.
Bang, that's a good one.
I'm not a misogynist, I promise.
Uh-oh.
I don't hate women.
I wouldn't.
Lucy, please.
Well, you wouldn't read about that in the quote book, would you?
Gee.
Speaking of the quote book. Some very interesting quotes in there. We might have to rate them on the next podcast because we don't have it up here.
Yeah,
I don't know. Very debatable. I think it might be getting to the point where it's a bit of a match or a lighter might have to be.
Deliciously flammable.
It is. I mean, I'm no pyromaniac, but It'd be rude not to continue the tradition from last year.
It just looks quite
floral.
Mm.
Nothing really screams Riz to me. Like someone's property being
like a flaming book. Gee, I thought we weren't repeating history, apparently we are.
Quick history lesson. The good guys always burn the books.
And that's why we're not doing history anyway. Thanks for listening. That was History with Kevin, where it's always wrong and never wrong.
Once again, I'm not a misogynist. I'm not a Nazi.
You're also not one of those either, anyway. Yeah.
Although we are both very white.
Yeah, well, you know, I wouldn't blame you. Yeah, we really didn't get far on the room rankings. If you haven't noticed so far, we get very sidetracked on this podcast. We do endeavor to try to stay on topic. But
well, you see, the problem is...
We're not podcasters.
We're not very good at this.
No, we're not.
Or most things.
No. We're trying, though.
He can juggle and catch food in his mouth.
Yeah,
I can watch him.
Film stuff. Put a camera in front of people's faces and
say, do something. Just to finish the trifecta, I'm not a misogynist. I'm not a Nazi. I'm not creeping on you either.
You totally haven't told people to go into you and Marcus' room at 2 a.m. and just look at them, haven't you? Definitely.
Yeah. Oh, and if you can't make it, I'll just send you the video. There is a live stream.
It's on our channel.
It's like those videos on YouTube where it's like, see the birth of the baby eagle. We'll just see the sleeping of Micah and you.
Quite nice. It's like a little baby.
Yeah, sometimes you might get the occasional muttering or snoring or sleep talking / walking, but you know.
Some days Micah tries to strangle you in his sleep. They don't know.
No, they don't. They wake up and they're like, oh, everything's fine. We're good roommates. But sometimes some frisky stuff does happen. Believe me, I watch the live stream all night long. Why do you think I get up at 2 p.m. every morning? Because all I'm doing is just watching the Hugh and Micah live stream that they don't know about because we put a camera up in the corner of their room. And it's so big they wouldn't even see it.
Well, they think, gee, I'm getting vertigo from trying to look at the roof room.
They would. Meanwhile, I'm out here getting out of bed and I'm absolutely doming myself on the roof and the pipe because it's right next to my head. But, you know, Mark, if you're listening, please give the roof. Please initiate some roof extensions.
Res conspiracy, what's in the pipe?
What's in the pipe? I think it's res relationship juice. If I'm honest, I think there must have been a pipe somewhere in Bella and Raleigh. There must be. And it's just transporting it all around Res. Bit of a serum. It's a bit of an interesting one.
They call it Cupid's arrow.
Yeah, they do.
It's on the streets.
Cupid's juice. That's a bit of an interesting one.
That's the pheromones. Insect pheromones. Yeah. You know who's doing insects at uni?
No. Bugs.
I'm not sure.
Is there a bug degree?
Matt Thorne is doing biology.
All right, we'll get
Matt,
him on
you have
with the bug biology then.
Yeah, Hugh and Micah, their room's too big. They don't deserve it.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, second year. The same problem... With the second year boys side, there's one room that's just absolutely insane, so all the rest just don't compare, so there's no point having a top three. The same thing's with the second year girls side, there's no point having a top three because they're all absolute palaces.
Absolutely.
It's ridiculous.
I mean, but you have your palaces and you have your Buckingham, and that is obviously Bruce Renner.
Oh, yeah. I don't even know why they have a parking spot because they could just park a car in that room as that large. They don't even need one in the Bruce Renner.
You could fit it up the stairs.
You would, yeah, probably not up the tower stairs. They are quite narrow.
Yeah, I mean, by the end of the year, a couple more HSPs. We'll be recording
the
study room.
We will be rolling down there. We won't be able to fit up, yeah. It's like the those places that have mascots that have to sit out front on the side of the road, spinning the signs and stuff. They get fired when they have too many donuts and they can't fit back through the staff entry. So that'll be like us. We'll have to stop doing podcasting when we've had too many HSPs.
If you don't want to see it happen, folks, I don't know what you can do.
Probably don't give us money because we won't spend it on improvements on the podcast and it'll all go towards HSPs.
Just buy a microphone for us. Just rock up to our room and say, here's a microphone. If we get 10 in one day, it means we're going to have 8 guests. Nine guests. We already have a microphone.
Yeah.
We'll have 9 guests.
Speaking of HSPs, though, you should leave a review on Village Kebabs.
Here's an anecdote for you. I leave a review. The very next night, I go in, and he's saying, "Wow, you left a review." He's real happy about it. He's very nice about it.
He's ecstatic.
He's elated. He's thinking, "Wow, apparently more people left reviews." I think he might have cried. And then he gave me a free drink.
Mm-hmm.
And then
while sobbing.
Yeah,
free drink.
And
drink.
And at the end of the night, we got a free jumbo.
Free jumbo kebab.
Well, free jumbo, I just
paid. Oh, yeah.
Then a few weeks later, I get a reply on my review.
This is the few weeks.
I get a reply on my review that says, "We really appreciate your review. Come by and get a free meal." That free meal, kebab combo. Kebab, chips,
oh,
drink.
It was free. It was free.
Free.
I wasn't lying.
I got it for free. I didn't pay anything. Leave a review.
So basically what we're getting at is, if you wouldn't leave a review out of your own good heart because you enjoy their food, leave it for a free meal. They give you a free kebab combo. It'd be rude not to. Get around the village. They provide an incredible service to the rest community. And to be honest, we love them. They're great.
And if you feel like, oh no, I'll get fat, I'll eat too many HSPs, just do what we do, swelter in the hot box for a few
hours.
Quite frankly, I think I've lost 5 kilos since I came up here.
Podcasting, as they do say, you lose on average 350 kilojoules per second, actually.
If I
do remember reading it correctly. I don't even know if you can lose kilojoules. but you can if you're up here. Somehow it's possible in the tower.
We're bending the laws.
We are.
Physics.
I'm pretty sure you can't
lose
kilojoules. You just gain calories. That's what I was looking for. I burn on average 475 calories every hour up here in the tower.
And we've been up here for hours, folks. You said, where are the episodes you've been up here for hours? I don't know. Ask Mark. That's our new segment.
Ask Mark.
We ask him incredibly invasive personal questions.
And questions about the financial state of Rez that he might not be able to answer for legal reasons. But who cares? We're the podcast. We can do what we want. We give you inside access, and Mark can't say no.
I mean, you can quite easily.
Yeah,
Mark, please
say
don't
say no. Please
you.
Don't say no.
Don't
Mark.
You
we need this segment. We need it for the runtime. If we don't have it, it's just too dry. We need content.
Speaking of segments, get ready for next week.
Caleb's Conundrums.
Yeah.
That'll be debuting next week, along with a few other ones that we've got a surprise for that we won't release just yet, involving some showers and some personal items, but we won't reveal that just yet. That'll be for next week.
It'll be quite good. You'll all love it, unless we say some very mean things about you and your possessions. But
well, yeah. That's
what are the chances of that happening? By the way, Michael, I think your glasses look better on me, and I want them.
See, that's very mean. Speaking of being mean and toxic, the meme channel. It's kind of dying, I'm not going to lie.
It's kind of dull. It's kind of Wancho-centric.
Wancho, if you're listening, don't make memes about yourself. It's cringe. It's very cringe.
It is. You know what? You know what they say? Juan actually means...
Juan.
John.
John. Never mind.
But
we don't speak Spanish.
But you know what it sounds like? It sounds like one. And at the moment, there's a one-track focus for the memes on the meme channel.
And it's Wancho. So... Let's get some toxic memes back. We need to bring them back. They were removed. They were banned from the Rez community.
They were a hindrance to Rez synergy. They made people despise each other. They were very unkind. Made people feel upset. Damaging people's mental state. But you know what?
I can't think of any good reasons why we shouldn't bring them back.
Exactly.
Maybe you just listened to some, but I didn't hear them. I don't know. I didn't hear them.
Did the microphone cut out for a second? Because I'm trying to think.
Is that a dodgy $40... Kmart microphone that I'm hearing? Absolutely not. Bring back the toxic memes. Mark, if you're listening, don't listen to that part.
Unsubstantiated rumors. Check. Making assumptions on people's personal lives.
Check.
Dragging people's intimate matters. Making jokes about family situations.
Race and ethnicity. No. We can't do that. That's not on.
You bunch of crackers.
Yes.
Anyway.
Okay, we don't bring back toxic memes, but... We just need to ramp it up a
bit. Of spice.
Yeah. Bit of spice in your life.
You know what they say? If you're not
friendly banter.
If you're not both
a good word.
If you're not both laughing by the end, you're doing something wrong.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing wrong with having a light playful punch.
Yep.
Like this.
Ow.
Oh,
that's not on. Yeah, but friendly banter, we want to see it. We want to see friendly banter.
We are friends. We are friends here.
Everyone's here. We're all friends.
We're all friends. You know, me and Xavier. Xavier and me, Xavier and I, we have other friends.
We do.
At least that's what I tell my mum. Mum, stop listening.
That's enough.
Is that all?
That's enough for this week. I think we wouldn't want to run it any longer. But I think next week we've got some plans. We've got big plans for the podcast.
Big plans.
But I think the first week, bit average. He's putting the microphone in his eye. No one wants
it. I'm just trying to see all our listeners.
You're struggling. I think you might need a microscope for that one. But yeah, I think next week it'll be better. This week was a bit of a test run, a bit average. The setup's very scuffed. If you want to come in while we're not recording, or you can come in while we are recording if you want to pop by and be on live. But if you want to come when we're not, you'll see how absolutely scuffed the recording studio is up here in the tower.
It's really hot up here.
It is absolutely sweltering. We should be doing this
so sweaty.
Better times anyway. We need to go have a shower.
I'm
going to
slip down the stairs.
Dear. But yeah, anyway, I think we will leave it there. We wouldn't want to go too long. People have got stuff to do. People are too busy studying.
A bunch of nerds.
If you're studying, what are you doing? Get out of the study.
What are you at res for?
Yeah, what are you doing?
You know what you should be at res for? Looking for relationships.
No, yeah. With Caleb's permission, of course. Res pres.
Yeah. That doesn't have to be with me. I understand that. You know, if you're a bloke, obviously, not everyone's preference. But,
no, that's right.
But you know what? Look for a relationship.
And, I mean, speaking of res pres's abilities and tasks to perform, I think, Mark, you need to give him more stuff than that.
No.
He needs more responsibility. The res pres right now is not very res presy. The only jurisdiction is res relationships. You need to expand his horizon. So, Mark, get on that.
Any personal matters. You know, if someone's crying, they come and see me.
Send them to Donnie Trump.
I don't have to help them, but I get to hear what they're crying about.
Mm. And you can make fun of them.
On the podcast.
On the podcast. Let's go. Content, baby.
If you're having an emotional crisis, come and see us. We'll laugh about you.
Yeah, we'll laugh.
You know,
we'll laugh with you, not at you.
You know, they say laughter's the best medicine.
It is. And if you're looking, I mean, we are taking over some ex-Resi's position on the podcast, but we may be taking over some ex-Resi's position as a psychologist. I don't think we can fit a couch up here, but I mean, we can try.
We have plenty of beanbags. You can lie down somehow, diagonally, maybe against the wall. Maybe we lie you down in the hallway.
I mean, and if you're up here in the summer months, not only can you cry it out, but you can also sweat it out as well.
Hey, you'll be feeling better physically. No, you won't. You'll be feeling better. No, you won't be feeling better mentally either.
You'll be feeling very hot and sweaty and defeated, beaten emotionally and physically. Hey. We won't beat you, but we might. if your particular issues are very, very hot.
And you'll get downstairs and you'll think, wow, I'm out of there. It's only uphill from there.
We'll take you to your lowest point is what we'll do. So then anything you do within the day, within the week, will be better. So you can only go up. So basically, if you're trying to get to your rock bottom, try hit us up.
Now, speaking of getting to places very quickly, before we leave, a word from our sponsor, Layton's Express Food Delivery.
Oh, yes.
If you're out on Glen Ferry and you need a ride home very quickly, contact Layton.
Along Glen Ferry, you'll find him most nights.
And he'll get you home quickly. You'll get home in one piece.
You will.
We can't say the same for your food, but you will get home in one piece.
And you'll get to experience a Mary Street special. What's a Mary Street special? Well, you'll find out if you get a lift with Layton's food delivery experience. So, yeah.
But you do have to pay. He doesn't say that. I do. I need money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we just steal the profits. So basically just pay us. It's the message.
Yeah, if you want to take one thing away from this podcast, other than
we're
you don't want to listen again, yeah, we're broke. We need money.
We do. We're not getting real jobs. We're becoming podcasts, so you know we're podcasters. We're not real.
And really, what an original idea! What group of white young adults have said before? Let's start a podcast.
Let's start a podcast.
No one said that before.
I feel like we're on the cusp of greatness here. We know we might be creating a new genre podcast. I've never seen it done before.
No, I mean everyone just makes songs.
Boring.
Every second man plays a piano.
Boring. Riley, boring. Okay, and that was an incredible performance.
Every second man at Res plays the piano. Every woman sings, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
They all have nice voices. Be confident in your singing ability.
Absolutely. Especially in the shower. A lot of people froth a shower sing. They absolutely
belt it out.
Like, no shame, no gain.
You know what my favourite memory of Res has been so far?
What?
A shower choir.
That's to sort of suggest that there was more than one person in the shower at the same time.
Well, you see, that's a matter for next week. How much better are the second year showers?
Thoughts on group sharing. Now, look, I know, well, we better say it for next week, actually. No one's listening anymore. People have clicked off. They got better things.
It's really been 40 minutes.
We better wrap it up there.
I'm so sorry.
Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next week. Goodbye. Thanks, Crispin, for giving us our outro.